Okay, we've got a new poll topic for you guys to vote on. And up right now, we're in Will Smith week. We've got some good choices to pick from. JD, are you excited to talk some Big Willie?
You know, when it comes to Willie and, you know, being a Big Willie swinging guy myself, I know you can't relate.
No.
Willie. But, Will Smith is... He's a cornerstone of many a film franchise, and he made his name in the 90s.
He sure did. All right, here's the topics. Number one, we're going to 1999 and covering the action comedy sci-fi film Wild Wild West, which is about Jim West. He's a guns-a-blazing former Civil War hero. Artemus Gordon is an inventive U.S. Marshal who excels in disguise. When the United States is threatened by psychotic Confederate Arliss Loveless, President Ulysses Grant teams that duo up to bring him to justice. On a hazard-packed train journey from Washington, D.C. to Utah, West and Gordon must combine their skills to best Loveless and his diabolical machines. JD, what might we cover if our audience chooses Wild Wild West?
Wild Wild West, Jim West, Desperado, Rough Rider, no, you don't got nada, six gunning this. This is a movie that, for what it's worth, is a steampunk wet dream before that really took hold in, like, you know, cultural phenomena. Will Smith is, I dare to say, excellent in this movie. The soundtrack is really cool. And if you are a history buff at all, you do get to get your pickle tickled in a lot of regards to see some historical figures show their faces. Like, this is I loved this movie when I was a kid because I personally loved this era in America. I don't know. It's really cool. And Will Smith raps.
Speaking of him rapping and great soundtracks, here comes the Men in Black. Poll topic number two. We're covering Men in Black from 1997. And here's the synopsis. In present-day America, Agent K, Tommy Lee Jones, is a member of an organization that has been keeping track of extraterrestrial aliens on Earth for over 40 years. When K finds himself in need of a new partner, Will Smith, a brash NYPD detective, James Edwards fills the position, becoming Agent J. Armed with space-age technology, which J barely understands, and their razor-sharp wits, J and K investigate a newcomer who is bad news for Earth. I like the J and K because, JD, we're J and K. So what might our audience expect to hear if they pick Men in Black?
It's a really great segue because J and K obviously is a segue into JD and Kyle. JK, Justin, Kyle.
Clearly.
It's obviously this was an omen. Men in Black is really an excellent film for when it comes out and you're pairing somebody like Will Smith that is just a rising star, and you take somebody that like Tommy Lee Jones, that's an established star, and you throw in Rip Torn, and I want to say Michael Jackson's in this movie.
Why wouldn't he be?
Oh, I mean, he's weird. Great soundtrack. It's a great action movie. It's sci-fi. It's hilarious. Great guns. The noisy cricket. Like, everything about this and the action figures and the toys. And you know, audience, you had the CD. You have the soundtrack. You went to Coconut Records and you bought this and you immediately put it into your Sony CD player and popped the over-the-top-of-the-skull headphones in and listened to, here comes that was your reality. That happened.
Poll topic number three. We're in 1995 discussing the action comedy Bad Boys, starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, directed by Michael Bay. The film's about detectives Mike Lowry and Marcus Burnett. They have 72 hours to find $100 million worth of heroin before internal affairs shuts them down. Lowry becomes more involved after a friend is murdered by the drug dealers. Matters becomes complicated when Lowry and Burnett have to switch places to convince a witness to the murder to cooperate. JD, what might we cover if our audience selects Bad Boys?
First of all, it Mike Lowry.
I love Martin Lawrence. To me, he was huge in the 90s, man.
And when he does the Mike Lowry number, just, I'm sorry, I call, and we might have to call my little brother Jesse in on this episode because he's a massive Will Smith addict. And I'll call him, I'll call him up, and I'll just be like, hey, Mike Lowry. And that'll be the conversation. And he will get the reference. Bad Boys, obviously. Bad Boys. What's she going to do? You're going to call Martin Lawrence, and you're going to call Will Smith, and you're going to get Tia Leone, and she's going to be excellent. And you're going to bring them in, and you're going to hire Michael Bay, and you're going to get an action film that actually sort of displays a lot of Michael Bay's greatest qualities as a filmmaker before he, like, takes all those qualities and throws it in the garbage disposal, and then pees in the garbage disposal, and then breaks the garbage disposal, and then buries it in the backyard, and then throws a grenade in the hole.
You think the grenade that he threw is CG?
No, I feel like it's one of those, like, those, like, Wild Wild West, Jim West grenades. Like, you're obsessed like those. With it now. Yeah, I know I am. You know, like one of those, just the villain on a train track grenades.
Okay.
Like a ba-bomb from Super Mario Brothers. Great episode. Head back to our archives and listen.
Okay, awesome. And then our last one, and this is really a test to see what you guys are interested in, because we've never done this before. It's never been on a poll topic. But we would cover the pilot episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And that is about a streetwise poor young man from Philadelphia is sent by his mother to live with his aunt, uncle, and cousins in their Bel-Air mansion. JD, what might we cover if we go from West Philadelphia to L.A.?
Again, West Philadelphia, born and raised.
On a playground.
He spent most of his days. We are trying to offer you, the audience, something new here, and to take a look at what is literally probably the defining moment in Will Smith's career, to come in and to play this role in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which is an excellent show. It's well represented around the block. It's excellently put together. The actors are superb. Everything about it is just fantastic, including Uncle Phil's role as Shredder in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon. I don't know. I mean, like, you guys tell us, is this something that you are interested in? And us reviewing what launched essentially stardom? I mean, Fresh Prince it's an excellent show.
Imagine where we could go next, though. Like, we get into TV shows. We've got Married with Children. We've got Home Improvement. We've got Simpsons, if we want to go animate it. Now we got a whole new window of stuff to take a look at and jump into our DeLorean and take a look at.
Yeah, and I mean, Will Smith has built an excellent career. He's had some flops, but I mean, he is star power across the globe. And cool. I'm open to looking at and discussing Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Like, yeah, why not?
All right. So get over to our Twitter right now, at Back in Time Pod, and vote on Will Smith Week. Here's your choices one more time. Wild Wild West, Men in Black, Bad Boys, and The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Get over there right now. That poll topic's going to run from Wednesday to Friday evening. And vote, and make sure you share and retweet that thing. Let's get the word out. JD, real quick, here's your chance to sway the audience. What do you hope our audience selects for Will Smith Week?
So on the one hand, I am really curious if you guys react and respond and are wanting to dive into a TV show. Like, I'm very... If that is what wins, I will be, like, the analytical part of my brain will just, like, go crazy. On the other hand, vote for Wild Wild West, please. Please, 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 Wild Wild West.
He may never stop singing that song if it wins, so I'm going to hope that we go with Men in Black.
Oh, no, 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 no. I sung Wild Wild West at karaoke a few months ago. Everybody left the room.
It's a good soundtrack. So that's it. Head over to the poll topic right now. Cast your vote. Whatever you guys pick, we're going to review.